Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we just want to bless God for, again, this is his day.
Yeah.
This is his day. And we thank God for yet another day to bless him, to honor him, to love him, to just talk about the goodness of who he is. Amen. Yeah. And I'm so blessed this morning. I'm so blessed that he died on the cross for us.
Yes.
So that we can have eternal life. And we are, it is the God in us. And so it's important that we just acknowledge, you know, we don't necessarily say Easter Sunday here. I'll take that. But we acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
Because without him, without what he did, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son for us, our big brother, so that we could have life. We could have eternal life, abundant life, the absolute fullness of life. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so even as we think about this Sunday, this is Resurrection Sunday.
Last Sunday of the month, too.
Right? Last Sunday of the month. And so we just want to take the time to honor God and just bless him. We thank God that we have a avenue to be able to reach you all, those that are live, those that will watch the replay. We are thankful. We are thankful for your faithfulness. We're thankful for what God is doing and just allowing us, you know, we have lots of different things that we do throughout the week, you know, just with jobs and careers and school and just lots of things. And we're just so grateful to God that no matter what, and what's so wonderful is because our ministry is online, is virtual, we can be, you know, two places at one and not miss a beat.
That's right.
You know, I'm thankful that we're obedient and we're seeking God, you know, Lord, what's the next level? What's the next for RMI? Mm-hmm. What should we be doing? How can we be more effective? How can we reach more people? What can we do?
Amen.
And so that requires us to be introspective and to really seek God, you know, Lord, who do we connect the ministry to so that we can grow
and be effective?
Absolutely.
And relevant.
Absolutely. And so I'm just going to go ahead and pray. You know, I always like to start with our Job 22:28. And it says, I'm going to read it in the King James Version and the Amplified. And it says, thou also shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
And then
in the Amplified, it reads, you will also decide and decree a thing. See, you got to make a decision. Right. You decide. Then you begin to speak that thing. And it will be established. It will be set. And the light. So you have to decide. You have to begin to open up your mouth and speak. You have to decide within your mind that God, yes, I believe that that's what you told me to do. That's what you have for me. And then when you make that decision and then you begin to decree it. And decree is not just vocalizing from your mouth, but you've got to begin to decree it within you.
That's it. Come on.
And then it will be established. And then what happens? The light, which is God's favor.
God's
favor will shine upon your ways. What do you want today? What have you decided? Yes, you have the ability. You, God, you are not a robot. What did you decide? What is that thing in you that you know God has placed in you that you're supposed to do?
That's right.
You have to make that decision. You will decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you. And then what happens is God's favor.
Yeah.
The Message Bible said your life will be bathed in light. You'll decide what you want and it will happen. Come and on, your life will be bathed in light.
Come on.
Jesus came. God sent his only begotten son. That the light, his favor should shine upon us.
That's right.
It is through what Jesus did. So what are you deciding today?
That's right.
What are you deciding? And so I just want to say a few affirmations and confessions. Hallelujah. Right here.
Good morning, Dropstick. Good morning,
Amen.
Eric.
Amen. Right here and right now, we will begin to feed our mind only good thoughts. Hallelujah. We can decide what we want. We will decide what we want. Thank you, God in us. I am defining and declaring God in me as my answer right now. Come on, say that. I am defining and declaring God in me as my answer right now. I am defining and declaring God in me as my all, as my completeness. I am defining and declaring God in me as my health and my happiness. I am declaring and defining and declaring God in me as love. The love of God in my heart brings me together with all the right people for all the right purpose.
That's right.
I am defining and declaring God in me as my success and prosperity. I program my life for success and prosperity. I'm consciously program my mind for health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity. I program my mind for all the good that God is in. See, we have to program our mind. What are you inputting in our mind, in your mind? God, we program our mind for all that you, we program our life for all the good that we desire. The Bible says that he, God has given us the desires of our heart. So we've got to program our mind for that. I program my life for all the good that I desire. I see myself as God sees me. I see myself as a divine expression of the God presence within me. You know, even as we continue to, hallelujah, just to work this ministry, I'm coming into this understanding that we're restoring, renewing, and refreshing people with the word of God can begin to release the God in you. Everything that you need. And I used to say this and didn't understand it. But now as I grow in God, everything that I need, it's inside of me. I have to believe that God has given me the ability. I have to believe it. Then I have to put my actions towards that belief. And then as I believe that thing, it will begin to manifest as I do what I need to do to assure that thing. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you, the God in you, the God, everything that we're teaching, that we're restoring, renewing, and refreshing people with the word of God to help you understand that you, God has given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. Right. It is the God in you. So Father, we thank you, Lord, as we go forth.
Come on, lift
as we go forth
glory.
Today. That we're releasing the God you sent your son,
come on.
Our elder brother, to die on the cross.
That's right.
That we may have life and life more abundantly, that we may be able to release the God in us, the success in us, because God is in us, the joy in us, because God in us, the peace in us, because God is in us, God in me, God in you. The success is already in you. And we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, that this service is anointed because of the God in us to go forth, to be, to do, and to have the good that we desire. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen and amen. Listen, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh the God in you. Okay, come on now. The God in you, so you can walk in the life that Jesus died for you. I'm gonna say it again. See, we're gonna share the word so it can activate the God in you, so you can begin to live the life that Jesus died for you. Now, we know that a lot of ministries and people, they're going to what they call Easter service, or, you know, we like to call it the resurrection service. Amen. It's when they celebrate the time that Jesus laid his life down for us. He paid a price that we couldn't pay. Come on now. He laid down his life. The Bible says, for God the Father so loved the world that he willingly gave up. He made a decision to send himself in the form of his son to come and pay the price, to suffer, die, pay the price for his children, for our brethren, for his brethren, so we can be reconnected, realigned with the life source of Father Elohim. Come on, somebody. When you understand the significance of what Jesus did. See, we like to teach about, you know, it looked like, you know, he got beat down. You know, he took, you know, 39 strikes, one short that would kill a man. You know, he was beaten all night. He was humiliated, spit upon, his own community ostracized him, just, you know, but he did all that. Okay. He did all that. So we right now, over 2000 years later, would receive the benefits of what's called salvation, the reconnection with Father Elohim. Okay. Father God. Amen. And I know, you know, sometimes you hear us say these Jewish words or these Hebrew titles and things, but that's in the language that it was originally spoken. See, we read the King James Bible, and that's the King James English of a translation or transliteration, because they couldn't officially, or too skillfully, get the total Hebrew meaning, because they didn't have a Hebrew right there at the table at the time of putting the Bible together. But when we understand that everything that the Father strategized to get us back the kingdom that was rightfully ours, then I believe that, you know, we need to understand how we need to celebrate. You know, what we used to sing that song? Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Dun, 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 dun. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He is risen. You know, these songs were so powerful, but I don't think that we really understood the significance of the words that we were singing. You know, when we understand that he had to hang on the cross all day to suffer, so every sin, every consequence of every sin that we would ever commit or had commit would be present on his body. So that way we could walk in the life and life more abundantly. So come on, somebody needs to give Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost another hand of praise this morning. as we go forth, and just, you know, we're not going to be long today. We just want to encourage you that, first of all, you got something to live for. You've got something that God put you on this earth. There's a problem on this earth that God created you to solve. That's what your purpose. That's what those talents and gifts, those things that you do that come easy to you, those things, the Bible says that your gift maketh room for you and puts you in the presence of kings and great men. So find out what your purpose is, and you can find out why God created you and Jesus died for you on this day. Amen.
Amen.
Uh-oh, she's typing in ChatGPT. We're getting ready to get something this morning. But listen, share the broadcast. You know, like I said, we're just here today. I believe that we're just here today just to encourage you today. Because a lot of times during certain holidays, certain times and seasons, the enemy tries to activate depression and all these things where we either feel guilty or condemned, or whether we feel unworthy, or why are we even here? Okay. And I believe that today's teaching, amen, is going to help encourage us today. It's really going to help encourage us today. Now, baby, you were saying something here, but you were talking that, and I was just, you know, you were talking about the God in us.
That's right.
The God in us. And I know sometimes as you know, as quote unquote believers, or if you want to call yourself a Christian, I call myself a believer because the Bible says that signs and wonders follow those that believe, okay? That sometimes we can sound spooky,
yep,
and weird in our language or in our vernacular of being kingdom believers. But I believe that the Lord wants us to give us a little bit of, he wants us to give a little bit of understanding about the God within us. How is this possible? That the omniscient God, he's everywhere at the same time. He created heavens and the earth. It wasn't no big bang. Well, it was a big bang when he spoke into the darkness and light exploded. Oh, come on now. Light exploded on the scene. Amen. So I believe that that's the direction that we're going this morning. So let's check out something. Is it okay that we just flow today? Amen. In this spiritual atmosphere that's already been set. Now, let's check out something in Romans chapter 14. Ha, glory, isha, kisha. Oh, come on. Yep. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 14. I'm going to type it in here in the comments. Romans chapter 14. Come on, get your Bibles, get your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's go to the word. Romans chapter 14. We're going to start at verse 17. Amen. I will start at verse 16. And it says, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For, see, so he was continuing on with the statement that he just made. For the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again. And it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yes, it's true. My wife just walked off screen. Amen, amen. Okay, so the kingdom of God. Now, let's go ahead and let's get this understanding. The Bible says, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom, but with all you're getting, get understanding. So the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? First of all, the kingdom of God is easily spoken as God's way of doing things. It's God's way of doing things, and I'm just going to type this in for Instagram. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, okay? It's very simple. This is how God does what he does, okay? Is that simple enough for you? So the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. So he says in Romans chapter 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God, for God's way of doing things is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in, okay, in. Now, here's the key. When God says something, even if it's through his prophets, his men of God, the books of the Bible, he doesn't say it just using idle, empty words. No, it's first of all, this word righteousness, okay? I'm going to try to pronounce this Greek word here. The dikaiosune, okay, of God. It is, okay, the doctrine concerning the state of man approved by God, its integrity, virtue, purity of life, its rightness. It's the correctness of thinking. Oh, come on, somebody. It's the correctness of thinking. Okay, it's staying in right standing with God, okay? He's in the condition acceptable to God, but I want you to get this. It is the rightness or the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. Oh, come on, I want you to get this. Woo, somebody better get this morning. Righteousness is the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. Come on, somebody. Prophet Tanya, she gonna get this. She gonna love this right here. You know, she's almost done with her master's in social work here. She gonna be graduating in May, y'all. But listen, get this right here. As she tries to come back on screen.
Whatever.
That the word righteousness, I want you to get this because I never saw this definition before. The word righteousness, okay, the easy way of saying it is just staying in right standing with God. But get this vernacular of understanding right here. Righteousness is the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. Okay, I'm going to say it again. It's the correctness or the correct thinking, feeling, and acting that's acceptable to God. Woo, come on now. So we said, so let's put the definition in the scripture, Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God, God's way of thinking, is not meat nor drink. So it's not earthly. Okay. But it is the correct thinking, feeling, and acting acceptable to God, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay. Peace. What is this word peace? I'm glad you asked. It's a Greek word, okay? Shalom, or in this case, the Irene of God, which is the state of tranquility, the exemption of rage. It is harmony, security, safety, prosperity. Oh, come on now. It's the way that leads to peace. Oh, my God. It's the blessed state of devout and upright men after death. It's the tranquil state of a soul assured of salvation through Christ, fearing nothing from God. Oh, wow. But it's also wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. So the righteousness, peace. We sing that song. Ron Canola, you sing the song.
Joy right. In the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Ding, ding, ding. Come on, everybody. So we sing these songs. We go to the buildings and we see these songs. But do we really have the total understanding of what life and life more abundantly in the kingdom of God is? Because listen, life is not a job. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Life is not going to school to try to get a job. It's not trying to hustle to make money so that you can pay your bills. That's not life. Life is the fulfillment of what God created you to do.
Your purpose.
In this earth. Your path of purpose, okay? And we've come this morning to encourage you that no matter what it looks like, you might be thinking this morning that you don't know why you're here. Why am I still here? Why am I in this state? God wants to change your correct way of thinking, acting, and perceiving so you can begin to receive his life and life more abundantly. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. So we're talking about this kingdom of God being within you. So first of all, we had to understand what the kingdom of God is. It's his way of doing things. It's his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, okay? And we have to also understand this, that the kingdom of God is built and based on seed time and harvest, okay? Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. What are your thoughts, Prophet?
About
first of all, this righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Good morning, Doug
and Donna. Good morning.
Righteousness, peace,
joy in the Holy Ghost. That you know. First of all, we are talking about the kingdom of God, the God within you. Okay, we're talking about the kingdom being within you.
Oh, it's so powerful. I'm looking at where you talked about what righteousness means in the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That says it right there. Righteous, the correctness of
correct.
The correctness, yeah, mm-hmm. of thinking, feeling, and acting. Whose correctness?
But it says,
right,
approved by God.
Right, God. So that means in order for me to walk in this correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting, I gotta know God.
Oh, wait a minute, say it again.
I gotta know God. I gotta know the God in me.
Okay.
So that means I gotta know God.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta know me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta know why I exist. I gotta know these things.
Mm-hmm. No. See?
And understand.
That's right.
No. Knowing is seeing and understanding, right. Comprehending.
Right.
Because when you begin to know and understand,
you can do.
Right. You act it out.
There we go. See?
So the correctness of thinking, not the world standard.
Okay.
Not my mama's them standard.
Mm-mm.
Even though they prayerfully, you had parents that led you in the right path.
That's right.
Because again, if they know God, mm-hmm. and have a relationship and they know themselves and they have the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting, then I'm going to raise up my child in the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting.
Doesn't the word say
train up
a child
in the way,
in the direction, in the way, yeah. they should go.
The doctor concerning the way
which a man
may attain a state approved of God.
Approved up. Now listen, see when God, yeah. see when God wants you to get understanding, I gotta turn this music off, messing with me. Listen, when God is really wanting to take you to another level, see, some things God hides from us until we're able to understand and really comprehend so we can walk in the fullness thereof.
So then this resurrection,
mm-hmm. come on, let's get the understanding of it.
This resurrection, God allowed his precious
word, his son,
his only to die that we may figure out who the heck we are, that we may walk in the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting according to God. He gave his son that we can begin to understand it's not the world.
Mm-mm,
it's
mm-mm.
not mama them. It's not the richest man in the world.
No.
But it is the
righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
It's the God in us.
And when you look at the reason why the Father had to give his son, because only a son could properly act out the thoughts of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that at 12 years old, he already understood who he was. Oh, come on now. See, we teach about this resurrection, but when you understand that everything that Jesus did to walk out the example of living, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, or that you might have it how? More abundantly. But you cannot have life without the word. So the Father had to give his Son, who is the Word of God, for him to walk out and live out the example of how we should correctly think, act, and release our emotions. Amen. He said at 12 years old, when his father and his mother had already came at the time of the feast. See, we're getting ready for the feast of Passover, which is in a few weeks here. Amen. Which is the teaching of the father reconnecting with his family. That's what the Passover is all about. That's why Jesus came and died. Why? So his family could be reconnected. His family was caught up in the system, and he had to get his children out of the system because we weren't orphans. Oh man, he did everything that he could to reinstate us to our proper way of living. So at 12 years old, after they come at the time to worship God in the feast and give their offering, the Bible says they left and Jesus stayed in the temple listening and teaching from the elders of the church. Oh, come on now. Then when they turned around after 3 days, when they realized their little kid wasn't around, where Jesus at? Okay. We left him back at the church. Okay. They said, why did you take us through this? And he said, didn't you know that I must be about my what?
Father's business.
The right way. Oh, come on. I got to bring this up again. It is the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. He already had an understanding of his purpose in life. And he was willing to even add a child's, what the world calls a child. See, in the Hebrew culture, at 13, they have taught their children from a young state that by the time that they reach 13, they go through what is called a bar mitzvah or a bar mitzvah. It's one for a female and a male, because they say you are old enough, you have been taught enough to have the proper understanding of the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. Woo! Because you got the God in you. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Come on now, someone type, it's the God in me.
It's the God in me.
Okay, so now we've been talking about this God in me. So let's go here and let's prove that this God, that this kingdom is within us. Okay, because if we say something, we have to give you clarity and understanding. And the only way to do that is through the word. So let's go to Luke chapter 17. Amen. Luke chapter 17, okay? Come on now, Luke chapter 17. Come on, it's the God in, I'm just typing that in there for Instagram, amen. So, this God in us, the God in us, the God. I mean, that was just ringing after you said that, the God within us, okay? So, it says in Luke chapter 17, and let's see here. Let's go back here. Where was it? There it is. Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 20. Amen. And it says, and when Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation. You won't be able, when it comes, you won't be able to see it with your naked eye. Oh, come on, somebody. Neither shall they say, lo, it's here, or lo, it's there. For behold, verse 21, the kingdom of God is within you. Woo, my God. The kingdom, this power, the kingdom of God is within you. Someone point to yourself God is in me.
God in me.
Okay, God within me. So when we understand that, first of all, so now this is Jesus talking because it's read in my Bible. The kingdom, God's way of doing things, everything that God is, everything that God represents is within you.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to make it plain. Okay, even though you may not remember when the word of God was put within you, you got the 67 books and all the other books that wasn't included in the Bible within you, because when you get the kingdom of God, you get everything that God is and what God represents. So in the beginning was the word. So the word of God is within you. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, come on now. So the Father is within you. The word is within you. So that means that the Holy Ghost must be within you, because you can't have one and not the other.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. The whole kingdom. I see. I want you to get this. The Father, the Son, who is the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible says these three are one, and they're all within you. Mm-hmm. You have an atom bomb. You have the power greater than an atom bomb living within you. And God told us to wake you up this morning to encourage you, saying that everything you need is in you. Okay?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. What are,
right.
What are your thoughts on that?
That it's in you, and really this life is about you discovering the God in you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, point blank, period.
That's it.
It's about discovering the God in you.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that discovery, that's where your peace, that's mm-hmm. where your joy. That's mm-hmm. where your happiness, that's where your success comes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
When you discover who you are, discover the God in you, that you're a good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity. When you begin to discover that and then act that out. I mean, again, we're here every Sunday. Pastor's on every day. God bless them. Okay. But it's all about you figuring out who you are. Mm-hmm. That's what this relationship thing,
that's it.
If I can just make it real plain and mm-hmm. unchurchy, it's go ahead.
No. See, when you say something, let's make it simple and plain. When you read every book of the Bible, okay. The books of the Bible, okay, the Matthew, the Marks, the Lukes, the Johns, the Daniels, and the Jobs, and who else? The Micahs and the Samuels and all these. These were all chapters
mm-hmm.
of, these were written down notes of people's discovery of their purpose.
Of their lives.
Well, which is the purpose. Everything. Wait. Let's just take a look at David.
Yep.
David, 17 years old, doing the most in that time. It was the lowliest job to be given to a person, was being a pastor or a shepherd, because that's what a shepherd is. It's a pastor. He takes care of sheep, and the sheep wasn't even his. It was his father's. And at the very early age of 17 years old, he learned his purpose, the correct way of thinking, feeling, and emotions of who he was. He refused. He knew that his number one purpose was to take care of his father's sheep. And everything that came after that discovery was just icing on the cake. Him becoming the king of Israel and Jerusalem was icing on his cake. He says, now listen, when you read the story about David and Goliath, it wasn't about fighting a giant. It was about David's discovery of who and why he was on this earth and what he was called to do. He said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. When I was taking care of my father's sheep, a lion came. And a bear came. and this uncircumcised Philistine will be that he's going to have the same result, because I realized that my job and purpose was to take care of my father's sheep. Someone better type "it is so." Come on right now. Come on now. Get this right now. He said, David said, David was anointed king at 17. He didn't sit on the throne until he was 30 because he had to go through some things. But when you understand, David is the only one that Jesus is named after. Mm-hmm. Yo, Jesus, thou son of David. David didn't know what mercy was, but he became the author or the prophet of mercy. Come on now. Come on now. When you understand, we are learning from people finding out their purpose, of them finding out about the God within them. See, I want you to tell me about the God within you. What did the God within you put you on this earth to do? What did the God within you? Oh my God. Woo! Come on, somebody better get this today. When you really get the understanding of every chapter, when you read about Gideon and he was hiding behind the barn, it took the father to come down and tell him, "Hey, stop hiding. I caught your name." Means warrior. It means victory. Your purpose is to get my people out of fear and slavery. And I'm going to teach you how to fight and be a warrior for God. Come on now, someone type "the God in me." Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. I am inspired today. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Where was I?
So as I was saying earlier, it really just, we have churches exist. Well, they should exist to help you find you, to help you discover who you are.
That's right.
And you do that through your relationship with God. Because he's the one that's going to begin to give you understanding, give you, as you study him, when I was doing prayer yesterday, and I was talking about building a relationship, right? Your bestie, your best friend, the bestie now, knows everything about you. Yep. A true bestie.
Right.
You spend time with your bestie.
That's right.
Right? You hang out with your bestie. You talk with your bestie. Your bestie is going to tell you the truth when no one else is.
Yup.
So you spend time cultivating and building that relationship in order for them to become your bestie. So it's the same thing with God. You've got to begin to build the relationship with God, right? And your relationship should be growing and developing. And as you are growing and developing in your relationship with God, guess what? You're growing and developing. You're coming into understanding. That's right. It's a relationship, not religion.
See, No. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so it's so important for us to really, we got these 66 books in the Bible, so that you can understand the God in you. Point blank period. It's about your relationship with God. And as you develop that, then you can begin to serve mankind and do the things that God's called you to do. But you got to deal with you. You got to deal with you first.
That's right.
The president's got to deal with himself first. The leader's got to deal with himself first. Bottom line, you got to deal. And that's not taught oftentimes in the kingdom.
That's That's right.
Because it, you know, and yes, we should be serving, and yes, and we should, you know, be doing things and doing, but if we don't take care of us, if we don't establish a relationship with us, then you don't have anything in you to give to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Jesus was a prime example. He would go and get away from the disciples, because what was he doing? He was developing the God in him. He was developing the relationship, the God in him. Mm-hmm. He dealt with himself. He dealt with him so then he could then pour into people. And we don't teach that in the church. We don't teach about you taking care of you. And I'm not saying in this conceited, stuck up, narcissistic way, but you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself.
You just said something, so I might as well get in trouble and say it, okay? Jesus did not spend his time servicing a temple or a building. His whole purpose in life was to reconnect a relationship with humanity. It was to correct a disconnect of humanity. Yeah. Jesus' ministry, at his last time that he was in the temple, that he taught and spoke in the temple, was when he opened up the scrolls and the minister gave him the scroll and he read the part that was talking about himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. His purpose. For he has anointed me to teach the gospel, to preach the good news, and to heal and sick and do all these things. He was talking about himself. And he rolled it back up and sat down. Then he said again, what you just read was all about me, and it's fulfilled in your ears. And everybody looked at him because he looked different that day. Because that was his discovery of the time and season of his participation of reclaiming humanity back to the Father. When he made a decision that I'm going to walk out everything I just read. And if I have to die, if I have to bleed, if I have to be humiliated, whatever I have to do to walk out my path of purpose so others can live, I'm ready to do that. And he went out, he walked from city to city, showing everybody the kingdom of God is within you. Hey, let me show you the kingdom of God. Here's how the kingdom of God works. Here's how the word works. Healing of the sick, that's just a part of being a part of the kingdom, activating the power within you. Come on now. Oh, woo.
Yeah, I really believe, you know, and even as I'm studying and doing different things, it's about you dealing with you, mm-hmm. You know, that's really with counseling, you know, as I'm working with different clients and stuff, it's about what's going on inside of them.
That's right.
You know, I tell my clients, I can't heal you. I can't fix you. I can help you in your journey of self-discovery. I can help you begin to dig deep and see what are those things? What are those things that you're holding on to that's hindering the real you from showing up?
That's it.
The pain, the hurt, the frustration, the fear. What's stopping the real you from showing up?
Come on now.
And when we reconnect with God, When we come to the end of ourselves, that's when we find ourselves.
There you go.
I'm gonna say that again. When we come to the end of ourselves, that's when we really find ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm finding as I walk with God, I don't know anything. As I grow, as I feel like I'm expanding my knowledge, it's like, oh man, I thought I knew. See, there is some unlearning that has to take place and then for us to learn the right way, to have the what? The correct thinking, feeling, and acting.
Mm-hmm.
The correct thinking, feeling, and acting.
Mm-hmm.
The correct thinking, feeling, and acting.
You know, people can look at you and know when you're not yourself.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Come on now.
You don't have to say anything.
People can look at you.
Yep.
Okay.
And feel.
And they can sense. Why? Yep. Because you're a spirit first.
That's right.
Okay. We are a spirit first. We got a soul. Okay. And we are housed in this body. And the spirit within us, because why? The kingdom of God is within you.
The God in you.
The kingdom, God is in you. He said, wait a minute, that ain't you. Wait a minute. You know that ain't you.
Yeah.
Okay. You may not know everything about your purpose or your life, but you know that ain't you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And real friends will tell you so. Dude, what's wrong with you? What your problem is? Okay. Why? Because something doesn't align up with the spirit or the God within you, and God has put certain people in your life that will tell you the truth and say, look, you need to go back home and go to bed, something.
Well, and that's what I think, you know, even with me studying it, and my knowledge is being expanded. So when people are depressed, what's happening is this, the real them is being pressed down.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lack of expression.
Mm-hmm.
They're not able to express who they really are. And so then that's where in their mind they're downtrodden, because it's a lack of expression. They can't express who they really be.
Come on now.
They can't express the real God in them.
Come on.
And so that's why when we talk about righteousness, it's the correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. And so when we allow the enemy that is not in alignment with the correct, you're not in alignment with God, then you act out of character. Mm-hmm. You're not acting correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being who God has called you to be.
Mm.
It's the God in you. And that's what this whole Christendom, kingdom, it's about discovering the kingdom of God. In other words, the God in you,
mm-hmm.
discovering who you are and then walking that out and peace and joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
True success is really being, you know, that's why I think older people,
mm-hmm.
when they get older in their age, you know, they're not running and ripping and roaring and trying to impress people.
They ain't hustling.
They've lived, right? And they come to this understanding. And I'm talking about older people that are in alignment with who, knowing who they are.
That's right.
They don't have to have these facades.
That's right.
They're able to sit.
Mm-hmm.
I love to sit under wise older, because there's some older people that are foolish.
Come on.
They still have that mentality, that child mentality.
Yep.
They haven't come into who they are. But when someone comes into who they are,
come on,
they're confident in who they are. They can just be.
Okay, come on. Come on. See, that's it right there. You know, I believe that the word for today is that Father wants us to discover who we really are. See, it's just like you were talking, and it's just like we both wear glasses because, well, you know, glasses didn't come to me until later in age, you know.
Me too. I didn't wear them when I was young.
Okay. And the funny thing is, I was about 47 when, you know, when I was like, man, it just seems like everything is just, you know, the things that I used to see clearly are, you know, are blurry now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the doctor, I had this funny eye doctor. And I came in, I was like, dude, what's up? You know what the problem is? He says, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on with you, Mr. Bryant. He said, first of all, how old are you? I said, I just turned 47. He said, and the answer is, that's what happened when you turn 47. Sometimes your eyesight gets out of focus. So the glasses that I'm going to give you, I'm giving you a prescription that will help correct
your vision. So you can see clearly.
Exactly. So the whole purpose in life, Jesus said it. Now, he said, I am come. His whole purpose, his whole focus in life was that you might have life.
Yes.
And that you might have it more abundantly. Yes. I am come. I want you to get this. John 10:10. Oh, man, we got to go there. John 10:10.
Yep.
He says, and we're going to end here. We're going to sow our seed, and you can go and live the rest of your day today. Because if you didn't get anything else, you're going to find out your correctness of feeling. What was it? It was the correctness of
thinking,
feeling, and acting. I am come that you might think, feel, and act, okay? And that you might have that feeling, thinking, and acting more abundantly, because you're going to find out why you are here. When we came back to Albuquerque, or when I came back to Albuquerque, it was your first time living in Albuquerque. Well, actually, it wasn't, because when you walk the path of life, you're just walking the steps that were already walked out for you, okay? Okay, in 2009, and when the Lord said, go back to the land of your father, okay? When I came home, and 2 weeks after I was here, and the Lord began to speak my life more abundantly, okay? You are a prophet, and I've called you to teach. I'm going to use your life to give people clarity and understanding how they are going to find their life and their life more abundantly. If I have to go through my own crucifixion, my own bleeding and beating and all of this. See, that's why Jesus said, you must what? Pick up your cross and follow me, okay? All Jesus did, he came down to pick up his cross. He said, I am come that you might think, feel, and act the way I created you in the beginning. But John 10:10, he not only gave his purpose, but he also spoke the purpose of the devil. The devil, or the thief, cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am, the I am is come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
And that word life is
Zoe,
which means the absolute fullness of life.
Spirit,
life,
soul, body,
real
body.
And genuine, a life active and vigorous, devoted to God.
Devoted, right? To that relationship.
Absolute.
Not the building.
Yeah.
Not the temple.
Yeah.
He came to reconnect us to the life source.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God that's within, that lay dormant until we said, Jesus, I remember what you did. When you expose your life to us, that you came and that you died and you shed the blood to turn us, to turn back on the life switch.
And I like what also it says life, one of the kind of the meat, life real and genuine.
Come on now.
I really believe even for this season, for this decade, for this dispensation that we're in, because there's a lot of, you know, influencers, you know, they you see certain things on screen and it's not real life. Okay. They're able to manipulate and make things look real and genuine. Mm-hmm. But God came that he sent his only begotten son that we could have a real and genuine, authentic life, the absolute fullness of life.
You could say that the devil was the first influencer.
Yep.
Because the Bible says that he takes on the form of an angel, but he's not an angel of light.
Counterfeit.
He's a counterfeit. Come on now. Lift your hands. Father, we thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are activating the righteousness within us.
Yes.
The correct way of thinking, feeling, and acting that's approved by you. High glory. Father, we take a blood bath right now. Every drop of blood that Jesus shed on the cross, we get up under that and we say, Lord, wipe the slate clean. Get it right. Help us get back into focus. Why we are here, our correct way of thinking, feeling, and acting, Father, according to how you created us and how you approve of us. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus said, I am come that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
More abundantly.
Father, to that person that's depressed, that is lacking the expression of life, Father, I speak the sound mind. Father, you said you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I come against mental, any areas that the enemy is trying to come against our mental health. Father, I come against bipolar issues and schizophrenic issues and low self-esteem issues, Lord God, and wanting to commit suicide because you don't know why you're here.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't have the understanding that God came and he died just so that way you can feel, think, and act like he created you. Powerful. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, Father, for those who are dealing with health, physical health issues, Father, we speak life. We speak the word. You said, Father, you said that by your stripes, we were healed. Mm. So, Father, I speak healing to the spirit, soul, and the body. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for those dealing with financial issues. Father, I speak healing to your finances, Lord God, to the areas. Oh, Father, I just thank you that life, you're activating life today. Woo, my God. And, Father, even today, even as it's Resurrection Day, Father, you're reactivating life within us. Father, glory. Oh, my God. Turn up the power source of the kingdom of God within us, the God within us today. And devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We don't have to walk in guilt or condemnation because now we are beginning to realize how to think, feel, and act like you created us in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Amen. Come on, somebody give God some praise today. Now listen, we're going to now, see, after you hear the word, now you've got something to rejoice. You know, now you can give, okay, because the Bible says that, okay, while the earth remains, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease.
Yes.
And Paul said, well, John said in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. I believe today God is taking us through some soul mind prosperity, okay? What is seed time? It's the period or the timing of sowing seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. What is harvest time? The harvest time is the manifestation of the fruit or the evidence of your seed sowing. Okay? And in this ministry, we have, it's more than two ways, amen? But we can sow, first of all, into the ground of the ministry. The Bible says that, you know, we can bring our tithes, okay, bring the tithes into his house, okay, into the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house, and prove me now and see if I won't open up the windows of opportunity and pour you out a blessing. The blessing is God's spiritual empowerment that you may prosper and be successful. You can use the ministry. You can use the PayPal at Restored, MININTL. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using the ministry Gmail at Restored, MININTL at gmail.com. You can use the church Cash App and use $ Restored MI. And you can also use the website at www.restoringministriesint.org. And you're sowing into the ground. I believe, and Prophet Tanya believes, that Restoring Ministries is good ground. We God takes us through life experience so you can read our book, our gospel, okay, the book of Michael and the book of Tanya, and get some nuggets for your life. Amen. That's what Jesus did. He came, okay, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, the second way that you can give is what is called the teruma. It's a Hebrew word. And we use Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. And it says that the first of all first fruits of all things, every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So when you give in this second way, and you can use, and I have my new Cash App up here. Amen. Because I was tired of it saying 2023. It's $MD Bryant. You can, when you sow directly into the hand of the priest or the prophet, now you get what's called the prophet's reward. You get that teruma, and the teruma is when you sow the seed into my hand, because I am the priest and the prophet of this ministry, the Bible says that I can declare the blessing to rest and remain in your house. So today, as you sow into me personally, amen, yes, by using the Cash App and my PayPal and my Zelle is also there, you will receive the speaking and the declaration. According to Job, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. It is so. The Lord causes me to speak that the blessing be activated and remain in your house. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you as they sow their seed, whether into the ground of the ministry or as a teruma into the hand of myself, the prophet. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord, that it make them rich and it add no sorrow. Mm-hmm. Father, I speak, Lord God, that wherever the soles of their feet shall tread upon, you're going to give them. You're going to give them favor with you and with man. Father, whatever their hands touch is blessed. Father, wherever they go, the Father, you said that they be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed going out and blessed coming in. Father, I thank you. They're above and not beneath. They're the lender and not the borrower. Father, I declare and decree total life, life function, and life more abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, listen, I want to thank you today for joining us for the early morning hour of power. I know that you got something this morning because I got something this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, but whenever we're teaching, God is showing us and then we're showing you. Amen. We don't hold anything back. Amen. So we want to thank you for joining in. Enjoy the rest of the day. And listen, find out. Talk with the Father and say, Lord, how am I supposed to think, feel, and act according to the life that you approve of for me? And be blessed. Amen.
We love you all.